Drowning your sorrows, Chief.
Oh. On this stuff? You know, we've beaten most of the killer diseases, and we can still lose 22 people out on a joyride.
I know how you feel, Chief. The first ski is back. They're turning it round at the moment.
Fine, Ed.
Oh, and Dr. Lawson from Lagrange Satellite wants to speak to you.
Didn't you tell him about the mountains?
Yeah, I told him earlier, but the message is he wants to speak to you.
Oh, well, I better call him. Ed, use the extension.
Yeah, right.
Hello? Hello?
Dr. Lawson?
Speaking.
Hello, Doctor. Chief Engineer Lawrence.
Good. Selene, dear fellow, the missing tourist bus. Mm. I believe I know where she is.
Yeah, in the mountains.
No, she never got that far. Anyway, it won't work there. The temperature's too uneven. No, it was while I was explaining the infrared technique to Ingrid. It's very simple, but she wanted a practical demonstration, and that's when we spotted the trail.
Doctor, where have you found Selene?
Ingrid has just sent the photographs over Telfax to you.
I'll go and get them.
Look, could you start at the beginning, please?
Certainly. You see, after I was unable to locate any sign of your missing craft by conventional use of the telescope, I rigged up an infrared scanning device. Then the word came from you that you were calling off the search because Selene was probably buried under the mountains. I was a little annoyed about that. But as I was explaining the method of heat detection to my assistant, Ingrid, we picked up Selene's trail. It's quite elementary.
Here you are, Chief.
Oh, yeah, thanks. I have the photographs in front of me now. Yes. I see what you mean. Yes, I can see the trail, but I can't see the cruiser.
That's a puzzle, isn't it? It seems as if she's just flown away.
Doctor, she can't fly.
I know that, of course. So if she can't go up, she must have gone down.
He could be right, Chief.
Hmm. What are you saying, Doctor?
Well, it's obvious to me she can't fly. There's no trace of her leaving that spot, so she must be under it.
What about an explosion? She could have just disintegrated.
Well, there'd be hot fragments all over the place. My infrared scanner would be going wild.
Hell, Doctor, I hope you're right. Excuse me, one moment. Ed, contact Davis and tell him to hold any press releases. Tell him there's a slight chance she's under the sea. I want both dust skis holding here at base. Then, contact Plato Observatory and see if there could be a connection between the landslide in the mountains and that point on the Sea of Thirst.
Sure, Chief.
Dr. Lawson, how accurate is your infrared scanner?
Totally. Depending on the range, of course.
Mm. To what accuracy could you pinpoint the last location of Selene?
Well, not very well on this floating ping-pong ball. Say to roughly within half a kilometre.
I see. That's still a wide area for such a small craft, but it's a very good start. I'll get the search party back out there straight away.
There is another way.
I'm listening, Doctor.
You could do an infrared scan on the surface of the sea with a great deal of accuracy, but provided we did it before the next sunrise and the heat of the sun's rays obliterated all signs.
Doctor, that's it. Brilliant.
Quite. I could be ready to leave in, 7 minutes, if you'd like me to come down. Feel like stretching my legs.
I'll see what traffic's like in your area and have you picked up. See you soon.
Goodbye.